जैसी श्री राधा मदन पंच तत्वात्मक श्री गौर हरि की
जय।
श्री श्री गुरु गौरंग श्री श्री राधा नयन नाथ जी
जय।
जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्टो विष्णु अष्टोत्तर शत सिंह भक्ति दैत माधव गोस्वामी हरस्ति
जय।
जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्टो विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर शत सिंह भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज की
जय।
जय श्रील गौर किशोर दर बाबा जी महाराज की
जय।
जय श्रील सच्चिदानंद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर की जय। वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्रील जगन्नाथ दर बाबा जी महाराज की
जय।
जय श्री रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ सर्वस्वामी प्रभु सहगण सरुदामोदर गोस्वामी प्रभु। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपी गोवर्धन वृंदावन श्री राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड के अनंत कपी वैष्णव वृंद के सार्व विघ्न विनाशनकारी श्री नृसिंह देव की
जय।
जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राज काचार्य विश्राम श्रीमद्भक्ति रक्षक श्रीधर देव गोस्वामी महाराज की
जय।
जय नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राजकाचार्य विश्राम श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रमोद पुरी गोस्वामी महाराज की
जय।
जय परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राजकाचार्य विश्राम श्रीमद्भक्ति कुमुद संत गोस्वामी महाराज की
जय।
नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राज काचार्य हृदय विश्राम श्रीमद्भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज की
जय।
परम पूज्य पाद शिक्षा गुरु वर्ग
जय।
परम पूज्य पाद परिव्राज काचार्य हृदय विश्राम श्रीमद्भक्ति शरण त्रिविक्रम महाराज की
जय।
वैष्णव वृंद की समागत भक्त वृंद की श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन ड्यू टू वांट ऑफ टाइम वी शुड नॉट रिमेम्बर the glories of Jivagoshin Prabhu. Yesterday, Jivagoshin Prabhu's disappearance anniversary was there, yet we could not get time to remember him, to pray for his grace and to sing his glories. Now you see, everything depends upon the grace of Vaishnavas. Srinivas Acharya has written 8 verses regarding Sara Goswami, 6 Goswamis, how they used to worship. They are not ordinary persons. One of them was Prime Minister of Egypt. And Raghunathar Goswami, very rich person, but an ordinary person. And others, Jiva Goswami, his Gurudev is Jiva Goswami. In their lineage, Jiva Goswami is coming. He is not an ordinary person. Son of Anupam Mallik, but actually his name was Ballab. His father's name was Ballab. Mahaprabhu kept the name Anupam. And Mallik is the title given by Bhushan Shah, working in the administration of Bhushan Shah. Anupam. And Jiva Goswami appeared in Ramgeli village there, where they were staying near Malda. Malda was the capital. And there, Jiva Goswami Sanatana Goswami, Prime Minister, they had their tradition building. Still now, people are going there to make offerings. When there will be Harikatha, there will be Maya Ghaul also will come. Drag your attention towards the world, because that is the desire of the initial energy, Maya Ghaul. I do not want my person should go to that group, meaning my group. But that is that Maya Ghaul sent person. So that nobody can hear about Harikatha. Go to that. This is God. Everybody wants to increase their number. Now you see, here, in this Sarvashrami Ashtak, Srinivasa Acharya, he has written, Sankhapurvaka nama gandha tithi kalavasani krito nidrahara viharaka dhivijito chattanta dhinau chajo Radha Krishna gunasmitir madhuri manandena sambhaito Bande rupa sanatano rahujuga srijiva gopala. I heard Swami Maharaj also reciting this. Krishna Kirtana Dana Nartana Guru Bharsi. So, what is the meaning of this significance? Shankha Purvaka Nama Gana Natidhi Kalabashani Kirtu Nidrahara Vyara Kadi Vijito Chattanta Dino Chudu. Sara Goswami, Sri Rup Sanatan, Bhakti Raghunath, Sudhir Gopal Bhakti Dasa, Sara Goswami. The Sara Goswami, how they used to worship. Their object of worship, Radha Krishna. How they are worshipping Radha Krishna. The method of their worship. You will find every day, not on the appearance day and disappearance, not on جوڑی والے پیڑ سے کھینچے تھے. ایوری ڈے پرسن لائک می ایون دی اپیئرنس یا ڈس اپیئرنس یو فارگیٹ ٹو ریمبر اٹس ریٹن ان دی المانک یو گٹ نو ایپٹیٹیوڈ ٹو سی اٹ ٹو ابزرو اٹ بٹ سنیواس ہیز اے جاب ہی از رائٹنگ سرگوسوامی they are very particular daily it has been stated that to thousands one thousand Vaishnava not only one or two Vaishnava they used to make obeisances prostrate obeisances to 1000 Vaishnavas every day. If I do 10 times, then I shall die. I have got heart disease, you will prohibit me. Don't do this. Sit in the chair and lie on the bed. You should not make obeisance because then you will die. But they are doing daily. How they are doing? Not once or twice or thrice, but 10 times, 1000. To all the Vaishnavas, Sankha Purvaka Nava, a fixed number, Sankha Purvaka, Sankha means enumeration, Sankha, by counting so much number I shall do make obeisance daily, so much number of Harinam I should do, that is called Sankha, Sankhato, or countless number Asankhato. You have to learn also this. This is Sanskrit, not memory. Sankha Purvaka Nama Garnati Vi. Daily they are doing fixed number of obeisances, making obeisances. Daily to thousands of Vaishnavas, not one or two. How they have got time? How they pass the time, they spend the time, the whole day and night by doing this, by making obeisance to Vaishnavas daily. And also by singing the glories of the Vaishnavas, Gan, hymns, sacred poems regarding Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan, so that you can remember them, written by realized souls, bona fide realized souls, Shuddha, pure devotees, like Narottam Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they have written. They used to, and others, Rupa Goswami also has written in Sanskrit, Raghunathdas Goswami, Jiva Goswami, or Srinivas Acharya, and our Param Pujyavat Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he got by heart many hymns. I saw him doing it hours together, one after another. But there is here also Sara Goswami. They used to spend their whole day and night by making obeisance, by singing the glories of the Vaishnavas. Shankha Purvaka Nama, Gana, Nativi, making obeisance, and doing Harinam. Shannama Gana Nativi, Kala Vashni. Whole day is spent for this, whole day and night. Kalavasani Kirito, Nidra Haradi Bhigabhihabhihito. But when they will sleep, they have conquered sleeping. If I cannot sleep one day, the next day, I shall have to be admitted to the hospital. And doctor will give some medicine that I can sleep, sleeping pill. If your body becomes ill, then you will not be able to perform bhajan. Why you are not sleeping? Doctor has advised you to take rest. Always lie down on the bed and sleep. Have been ordered like this. Is it good? It is not good. But you are ordering. Devotees are ordering. You should not speak. You should remain silent. And always take rest. Complete rest means you always lie on the bed.
Not lie on the bed.
What is this? Sangha Namagan Kalavasani Nidrahar. They have conquered sleeping. They have conquered eating. Eating, sleeping, mating, depending on this thing. Nidrahar Bihar. Walking, strolling. You stroll for your health. That we do for our own health, body, physically. Leisurely walking. And then walking place there also, where you can walk on the, not on the busy road. Busy road, all are prohibited. Even Nagar Sankirtan could not be allowed there in Western countries. On the footpath to it, taking permission. Not on the road, there will be traffic jam. And the fixed place in Moscow, where the people walk. On that place you can do it. Is it not?
Yes.
Everywhere you could.
Birmingham also. We went to
Birmingham.
Fixed place also.
Fixed place on the footpath.
Yes.
Not on the road.
Right.
That's
true.
But that is, there they will not allow you to eat. Is it walking? Walking, they do not prohibit. You can walk for your health. Or you can walk in a democratic country. You want to utter the name, all right. In America, I have seen. In Miami, they said we shall take out Nagar Sankirtan. Road, footpath. All right. I also went there. And they are doing it starting from a footpath. And with shoes on. With shoes on, how we can worship the Supreme Lord, chanting the holy name. With shoes on, it's prohibited. With shoes on, you cannot enter into the temple. And name and named, Naam Vigraha Swarup, they're identical, Vigraha and name. How we can utter the name, how we can serve him? By shoes on? never did this, and our Guru Bhargava never did this. How can I do this here? No, you do. I shall follow you. I cannot do here. And they are doing with shoes on, but when I had been to Birmingham, not Birmingham, Brighton.
Same problem.
Brighton.
Same problem.
On the footpath. All right, I shall start. You have allowed. Barefoot you can do it. I put off the shoes and stood on the footpath. So cold, immediately I put on the shoes. Immediately. You have seen it?
Yes.
I am so cold. Oh, this is the reason why they cannot walk on the road without shoes. Then I have understood. Oh, their climate is something different.
I think in Birmingham we took a little carpet with us, if you recall. Yeah. And then we would put the carpet and then,
and on the
then
carpet
we would take the carpet away.
Yes. I started.
Yes.
Now in Miami also. But I found they are performing Sankirtan. I was following them. And they were going, many people, they could not get into the hotel. They are eating food on the road, on the footpath. And we are going in India, if we go like this on the footpath while they are eating, they would have driven out. But no sense. We are eating, have come. But they did not say anything. Democratic country. They are doing all right. They are doing kirtan. Let them do. They are eating and we are doing this. So many persons, but they did not say anything. They are all looking. And dancing. One of them, out of curiosity, took the symbols, a pair of symbols. And our people are very much patra, what is this? They're doing. After doing, they returned. But they did not use any harsh words. Did not insult. Because it is their religion to do. I let them do. Democratic country. Actual democracy. Yes. In America, actual democracy. It's not it. They did not say anything. That is a 5 pound difference from our country and there. Although they do not do this, but they are not stopping others. Well, how? It is impossible if we do it there in Barabajar and other places, and some people are eating on the footpath in this lake market, or then, and if we go with Sankirtan, they will come to beat us. But they are the able to do it. I was astonished to see this. He didn't say anything. After that, under a tree by the side of the beach, I put off my shoes. Well, here I shall, by sitting I shall do it. With shoes I grabbed. There I performed about half an hour. Like that. Sankirtan. Under a tree. In this way, but as I saw in Brighton, then I felt then there are some places here where it is not possible for any human being to walk on the foot, on the barefoot on the road. It is impossible. That is the reason. according to the weather, climatic conditions. They are forced to do this. In Rome, I saw they are entering the Vatican with shoes on. All are entering. Jesus Christ is there. All are there. How they are entering? They are worshipping. And place of worship, how we can enter there? With shoes on? All are entering. And with shoes on, they are doing meditation, everything.
And they step on the tombs of saints. And the floors of Christian cathedrals and so on, they have the tombs of saints, and people walk on them with their shoes on.
We also, unwillingly, we also enter into with shoes on, everybody. But everything is clean, not unclean. They clean it. And the statue are very impressive, at least when Jesus Christ was lying on the left flank of Mary. That is very pathetic. Dead. And pathetic. We saw it here. You have seen?
No, only photographs.
Statue, very nice. Nicely built. Very nice. And they are performing also, they are making obeisance by touching the feet of the devotee, or one of the devotees of Jesus Christ. What is his name? Name is there.
Paul?
Like this. Not Panchanga, Shastanga. Prostrated obeisance. No, that's not like this. At least they are doing something. And they have got a place where they meditate. They sit there. Inside. Now you see, here Shankha Purbhaka Nama Ganati Talava Sarikita. Whole day and night is spent with this, making obeisances, singing their glories, and doing Harinam with fixed number. Shankha Purbhaka. Whole day and night is spent every day. But I am doing also bhajan. Your Guru Varga, they are doing like this. What for? They are realized souls. They do not require this. But to teach you how to worship Supreme Lord, how to worship Radha Krishna. They are practicing, they are showing for you. For the benefit. But even on the appearance and disappearance, you do not remember. And other days, there is no appearance and disappearance, we do not require to remember. No, every day. Grace of the devotee is essential. Grace of the devotee. But when we are unfortunate, we have got an aptitude. Narottam Thakur, our Gurudev, also, he has said, Kiriva Paiva Seva Mui Durachar, Siguru Vaishnava Roti Nahila. You have understood this? Kiriva Paiva Seva Mui Durachar. Durachar means a person have indulging in evil practice, in abominable practice. It is called durachar. A depraved person. A sinful, depraved person. Huh? Guru Paiva Seva Mui Durachar. How can I get the service of Radha Krishna? Because I am a wicked person. I am a sinful person. I am a depraved person. Corrupted person. What do you say? Because I have got no liking to serve Guru Vishnu. Roti Nahilama. I've got no love, no attachment, no love to Guru, to Vaishnava. How I can get the service of Radha Krishna? How can I get the service of the absolute counterpart of Radha Krishna, Guru Vaishnava? I do not see that he is a Vaishnava. Kiriva paiva seva mui durachar. Durachar means practice, that abominable practice, indulging in abominable practice, anti-devotional abominable practice. So, we have got no liking, no love, no respect, no regard for Vaishnava. We are not seeing there is any Vaishnava. There is any Guru. I am Guru. I am Vaishnava. All should serve me. I think like this. This sort of vanity is the greatest hurdle in the progress of devotion. Greatest hurdle. Kiruva paiva seva mui durachar. Siguru Vaishnava roti nahi. Narottam Thakur is expressing his regret, extreme regret, for the conditioned souls of this world. What is their plight? What that is? You have got no respect. You are not seeing that there is any Vaishnava. Shuddha Bhakta, the highest order, they always see. All are serving Krishna, directly, indirectly. I am only the person, I have got no aptitude to serve. But all are serving, even Hiranyakashipu is serving, indirectly. He is propagating the glory of Prahlad, indirectly. Is that it? He is playing a drama of a demon. Why? To increase the glory of Prahlad. If there is no Hiranyakashipu, can you understand about the glory of Prahlad? So they are seeing like this. Directly, indirectly, all are serving Krishna. I am the only person deep. Kiruve paiva seva mui duracha siguru vaishnave roti nahoilo amar. Ashesha mayate man bhagano hoilo vaishnavate lesh matra roti naja. Ashesha mayate man have been completely enveloped by the maya ghaul, by the nescience. By the initial energy. For that reason, I have gotten an iota of respect and regard for Guru Vaishnava. An iota of respect, an iota of love for Guru and Vaishnava. Roti means intent love, absorption of intent love. That is called roti. Even an iota of love I have got. How can I be delivered from the clutches of Maya? Who will rescue us? Kiruva paiva seva mui durachar siguru vaishnave roti nahoilo amar. Ashesha mayate man bhagano hoilo. I have been enchanted, infatuated by the universal energy completely. Ashesha. have got an iota of respect or love, respect for Vaishnava. Supreme Lord appears as Vaishnava to rescue us. Grace incarnate form. You would not see Vaishnava, then you cannot be rescued. Due to your previous bad impressions of these deeds, you have not come in contact with the Vaishnava, and you are not seeing Vaishnava. You all have got defects, but Vaishnava are Paramahamsa. Amongst the birds, swans have got this sort of capacity. They can bring out the milk from the water and milk mixed. They can bring out. They have got their capacity. The substance they can take out. And as some children, they give up. But we enslaved jivas, we see our own qualities and see defects on others. How we can have rectification? When we see our own qualities only, we can have no rectification. And we are seeing defects in the others. And with those faults and defects, bad qualities, our mind will be besmeared. If you think about the bad qualities of somebody, then you are in touch with the best man. What benefit you will get by vilifying any person? Vilification means you are speak ill of somebody, bad qualities. But if you see the good quality, then your mind will be sanctified. Human beings, no human condition soul can be only qualities there, and no disqualification, no demerits, are all merits. It cannot be. There are merits also, demerits also. There are qualities also, faults also. You have to see the quality. And do not see the defects. You have to see your own defect. These the Vaishnavas, they see like this. So they can rectify. Even not doing any sinful act, they are thinking that we have done so much sins, offenses, for that reason we have been punished. Like this. Their way of thinking is something different. Guruva Paiva Seva Mui Durachaya Seguru Vaishnava Roti Nahila Ashesha Mayatam Magana Haila Vaishnava Te Lesh Matra Roti Na Jandula Vishya Gulaya Andha Hainu Divanishi Kale Parjite Pele Maya Se Pishai. By worldly enjoyments, being enveloped by the worldly enjoyments, I have forgotten these worldly enjoyments. I have been engrossed in this worldly enjoyment, being engrossed in the worldly enjoyments. I have forgotten. What am I? What is my ultimate goal? Sambandha with the present. Everything I have forgotten. Actual, real relation with whom I have got. And what is the method of worship? And what ultimate goal? Everything become wrong. I have forgotten everything. Vishaya Guniya Andhanya. Being enveloped by the worldly enjoyment, you have forgotten everything. You have become blind. Maya Ghaul and then enveloped us. Vishaya Guniya Andhanya. Vishya Guliyando Hainu Divarjim Kalefa Jitipara Maya Shubhya. This is Maya Ghaul is trembling, my neck, hackling. What do you say? Maya ghaul will come. If you attentively hear Hari Katha, then Maya ghaul will come with might. They will make more sound. They divert your mind. Maya ghaul. Ghaul means that spirit, evil spirit will come. And you will forget yourself and everything. Yare kurya jaya chharana jaya sadhu guru kripa apnina adhiku. We cannot conquer this Maya ghaul by our own effort without the grace of sadhu guru. Without the grace of sadhu guru, nobody on earth who no condition soul can rescue himself from the grip of this Maya ghaul. Tight grip. Very difficult. Even Narada Goswami was infatuated. Narada Goswami, who can rescue millions of enslaved jivas, he also became infatuated. But Maya ghaul is so much strong. Adasadarji Prabhu Paditu Uddhar, Eibar Narottame Karahanishtha. Now Narottam Thakur is submitting his prayer to the Vaishnavas. I have committed serious offense. I, Shuddha Vaishnava, always sees the qualities. They do not consider about the faults. If parents see always the faults of children, can children be reared up? They cannot be brought up. They have no sense. Like that, we, those who are enveloped by the usuality, we are like children. Sadhu did not consider the faults of this. If you have considered this fault, then we have no other way. Kindly forgive me for my all offenses. Out of ignorance, committed so much offenses. Just means forgive. Narottam Thakur is saying, Adasadarashipur, because the Shuddha Bhakta did not see all these faults in this. They did not give value to this. You will consider this, count this. What word I shall say? Have understood me? Adasa dharasa prabhu pudita uddhar, eibar narottame karaha nistar. Please rescue me like this. Jiva Goswami, already you have heard. The appearance place is also holy. We have been to that place, and there is 500 birthday ceremony of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We have been to that place, Ramkeli, to make obeisance to the place. And Jiva Goswami was born there. His father's name, Ballabh, and it has been written by Kavi Karnapur. He was in Krishna Lila Vilas Manjari. Not ordinary person. Vilasa Manjari, there are so many Manjaris under Rupa Manjari. His Gurudev is Rupa Manjari. And there are so many Manjaris under him. Rupa Manjari is the best among all the Manjaris under Lalita Shakti. We belong to Lalita Shakti group. Rupa Goswami is pure devotion. That is propagated by our Param Gurudev. That is here. Jiva Goswami appeared as son of Ballabh. It is written Ballabh. the father has given, his father, grandfather, has given the name, the father of Jiva Goswami, Vallabh. And it has been written by Kavi Karnapur, Sushila Pandit Sriman Vallabh, Vallabhatmaja. Jiva, Sushila Pandit Sriman Jiva Vallabhatmaja. Vallabh, his father's name, Atmaja means son, born from Vallabh. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has kept the name Anupam. And Anupam, Hussain Sahib has given one title, Mallik. So his name is Anupam Mallik. Anupam is the name given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But actual name is Vallabh. Sushila, amiable nature. Sushila, amiable. And very, his behavior very nice behavior, amiable nature. Sushila Pandita, erudite scholar, not an ordinary person. Erudite scholar, Pandit means learned, actually learned. And Sushila Pandita Sriman prosperous because he is elder brother of his father, is Rupa Goswami, a great officer in Kushanshap, Vatsa Emperor Kushanshap. And Sanatana Goswami, eldest brother of his father, Anupam, in the Prime Minister. And in that family, it's prosperous. Jiva Goswami, when he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, always thinking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna, and he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing with all the devotees and uttering the name of Radha Krishna, and he saw it in dream. By seeing that, he became mad. And when he found that his brother of his father, eldest brother of his father, and elder brother of his brother, they have renounced the house. So what is the use of remaining in this? When Rupa Goswami left us, when Sanatana Goswami left us, for getting worldly enjoyments, I should remain. I do not want this. He left everything. And he went to Navadvip Dham. And there, he came in contact with Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, by seeing him out of affection, put the holy footprint on his head. Nityananda Prabhu knows everything. Who is who? Nobody can consider it. Nityananda Prabhu is one with Baladev. When Jiva Goswami came, immediately he understood his Vilas Manjari. And he graced by putting the holy feet on his head and ordered him to go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, on the way, he met one Pandit there, and there studied all the Shastras and scriptures. And after that, he had been to Vrindavan. Vrindavan after Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And he became the head of the all Vaishnavas. And you know, he wrote Sat Sandarbha, Sapta Sandarbha. I can say one history here. Although you will say, you are taking much time, much time, much time.
I did a little time.
But you see, this is very important. Because when we first went to Bolpur, you have heard the name of Shantiniketan, the educational center established by Rabindranath Tagore's father, Devendranath Tagore. But by Rabindranath, it has become world renowned, Shantiniketan. You've heard? Shantiniketan. Brahmacharya Ashram, Shantiniketan. And if anybody goes there, he will get shanti. Like that. We had been to Bolpur with Gurudev. And when we had been to Bolpur, we stayed in a dharmashala. Not very good. Somehow we have got on accommodation there. And we stayed there. And Guru Maharaj held discourses in Mahapur Mandir. There is a temple there, Mahapur Mandir. And 3 days Guru Maharaj talked there. Then some of the listeners, some of the local persons, they approached us. I was also there with them. You see, this you know, who has founded this Mahapur Mandir? No, you don't know. I have first one. Sudhin Ganguly, professor of Shantiniketan, Vishwabharati, renowned as Vishwabharati, a very renowned professor. He has made this. You should meet him. We do not know the address. Yeah, I am giving the address. Go. You have to see the founder. Then we went there. And we entered with it. It's very important in this context. When we entered, he requested us to sit on the chair. We sat in the chair. Where from you have come? You have come from Calcutta. Our Gurudev has come here, with him we have come. And we are holding discourses in Mahapur temple. And we heard, you have established that? Yes. So, we have come to see you. Oh, then hear. Then hear me. And what he said? I had no respect, no kind of faith, no kind of love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's school of thought. I am a staunch follower of Ramakrishna Mission. I was a staunch follower of Ramakrishna Mission. All these devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are doing nuisance. I have got no respect for them. So, hear the history. Now, I have hobby to read books. And I had got respect. I've got respect for Brajan Shil. There is one great learned person in Bengal. Equal to him, there will not find any learned person now. At that time, British government, at the time of the death, offered 1 lakh to get the brain. Because when he was in the matriculation, class 10, he finished all subjects. There are no subject in MA. So, such a brainy person, British government was astounded. And every subject first was passed. Every subject. And I had the opportunity to hear about it because our revered father sent me to Kuchbihar. In Kuchbihar Victoria College, he used to teach. I have heard from Santosh Chakraborty also, Santosh is Mata Bhanga, who became the principal of Malda College. Reading in the same college, same class, Santosh Chakraborty. All of a sudden he came here and met me after a long time. And he became the principal of Malda College. Now he is retired. They have said to me, they are the local people of Kuchbihar, that Brajan Singh, he used to go to the college at 11. He should be informed at 8 a.m. There is one servant there. A servant, his duty is to speak to him and help me. There are other servants also. We have got the time to go to the college. We should take bath. All right. He went, entered to the bathroom, and one pot, that is called in Urdu is in Ghoti of that zinc, I think. Zinc is the pital, copper and all those zinc. Copper is costly. With that he used to take bath. And we took bath and by holding this thinking. Right. Now it's getting time. Then they are always warning me. Oh, again. Always thinking. Always thinking. Yes. By taking bath so much time. After taking bath, then when he got down, his one foot is one step, another foot another step. No, it is now time for him. In this way, he somehow went to his house and given food, one morsel of food. Like this. You should have to take food off. Like this. After there, and horse car was there. Cart. What is that? Cart. Horse cart. One horse cart there, two horses cart. Two. But he has got one horse cart. And there. He used to take from his place to attend motor cars. There are no available at that time. And one foot on the up, another foot on the
cart.
Another step. Cart. In this way, if he asked him at 8 a.m., then he could go there at 11. The college, they have heard. Always thinking, always thinking. And he said, that Brajan Singh had written that Priti Sandarbh written by Jiva Goswami, it is the jewel of the whole world. Jewel of the whole world. Brajan Singh has said that like this. Who is Jiva Goswami? Jiva Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, then I Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he has got the hobby to read books. When Prajan Srila said, well, I am to read this book. Maybe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I have got no respect for them. I went to your Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You offered one bhakti sankara. How can you propagate? If anybody wants a book, cannot get, he complained. I could not get bhakti sankara. I was searching, I got it in Hindi letters written, Devanagari. I got one copy from Bombay. And he was also learned, but he said, I took help of the pandits, Saptatirtha, Shattirtha, many pandits there. Because without the help of pandit, how can I know this? And took the help of the pandit. And they are explaining. But their explanation, I think like this. All that, you do not take trouble for me. I suppose. In this I have changed. One person came to me. You see, if you want to know the significance, then if you go to the pandits, you will not be able to understand. There is one good person here, Brahmin, very devotionally inclined. He is Vyakarantitta. But if you can take his help and hear his explanation, you will be happy. Very important. And everybody knows Sudhin Ganguly, a renowned person there. Immediately he came. What is it? I want to know the meaning of this Pratisanga. Right? I shall have the opportunity to discuss. I shall be benefited. Then he was explaining. And in the explanation, he first heard that this Sudhin Ganguly has got no respect for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There will be no respect for Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he did not mention the book, but he was quoting from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bengali verses, when he was explaining. Sudhin Ganguly, I am hearing these Bengali verses. For some days I was astounded. So nice. Every word is not unnecessary. So forceful. I was astonished. With this person, he has written, but what is this? And you are quoting some verses, Bengali verses. I have never heard this, but very impressive. Where from God? Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is there any book in Bengali like this? Yes. Oh, can I see this? Yes, I can bring. Daily I read this. Can you go through this? I want to hear Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes?
Yes.
I am doing it in my house. I shall do it here. Yes. And by hearing Chaitanya Charitamrita from beginning to end, my all ideas regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy of divine love, Achintya Bhedabhed, has been changed. I thought, this is the highest, there cannot be anything more than this. And I preached, and I founded that Mahaprabhu temple, and I make one management scheme where there are some trustees, and they are looking after it. Now they are quarreling with the property. So I have been. I have not done it for undue benefit, for the preaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But these trustees, they are quarreling. So I am not going there. But I have started. Then we submit our prayer. We have got a big library. You go there. And he wrote about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and got doctorate from Calcutta University. Yes, I should go there. I will go there and research. But after that, he died. You see? There are other matters. Jagannath said.
Tomorrow.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.